I'm Imani Evora, and you are listening to the We Are Made podcast, a Black creative series. Stories are an invitation into both who we are and what we stand for. The traces of Black experience throughout history that has allowed us to reclaim the makings of our greatest gifts, creation. These are the stories of Black creatives and curators. Today on the We Are Made podcast, I'm joined by singer-songwriter B. Cloy. Born and raised in Havana, Florida, he first started singing in the choir at his local church. As his passion for singing and songwriting began to grow in high school, he decided that a career as an artist was what he wanted to pursue. But growing up in a small town made it difficult to envision a life beyond his environment, and deep down, he knew that he wanted more for himself. He quickly began to realize that the only way to make his dream a reality was by leaving. Introducing this week's origin story, B. Cloy.
I am from Havana, Florida, which is like 20 minutes outside of Tallahassee, Florida. I got started singing when I was about 8 years old. I grew up in the church, and so I initially started singing in the choir. I pretty much continued it. I didn't really have like a passion for music until I was about 18. After I graduated high school, I went to UCF and I met this guy who was in the student union who was passing out his card for a studio that he owned. It was a home studio. And I reached out to him in the fall, and pretty much the rest is history. That's pretty much how I got started into being an artist.
Brandon always knew that he would one day have to leave. Knowing that his hometown didn't offer the environment to support his growth, in order to pursue his dreams of becoming a singer, he would have to move.
Well, Havana is pretty small. It's kind of hard to say like I was inspired by anyone in the town because, like I said, it's so small. But I will say that Havana motivated me to really want more for myself. I like always knew that I just couldn't stay there. And I feel like I've always kind of had bigger dreams, even if I didn't always see that they were going to be music. I wholeheartedly knew that, yeah, I have to get out of here. So I feel like just being in such a small place like that really was my motivation for no matter what I was going to do, I had to leave.
Although he started singing at the age of 8, he was still finding his way as an artist. He didn't write his own lyrics until he was a senior in high school. He was expressing his struggles and the impact of his perspective about what it takes to be a writer.
The first song I wrote was One Night, which is the first song on the first EP that I released. And it helped me realize that music was something I really wanted to do because I always loved writing and I kind of always feel like I would end up being a writer, but I definitely knew I wasn't going to write books or anything like that. And for a while up until that, I was kind of confused. I was like, well, how can you be a writer if you say you don't really like, you know, want to write books and stuff? And I always knew I could sing, but I didn't see myself as being involved in music. But after like my senior years, sort of like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do.
Brandon admits that he gets inspiration from the most random things. It could come from reading or while he's watching a movie. After teaching himself how to play the guitar at the beginning of the pandemic, his creative process has shifted immensely.
I feel like for me, my creative process definitely involved watching movies, watching TV. I feel like I get inspiration just by doing like the most random things. Now I've kind of, you know, picked up reading more. So as I'm reading, you know, trying to draw inspiration from that. Funny because I taught myself how to play piano during like the start of the pandemic. So before it was always, since I couldn't play an instrument, it was I would hear a song in my head and, you know, write the lyrics for it. And I would link up with someone who could play piano or the guitar by ear. However, now that I know how to play the piano, it kind of shifted to me playing the chords first, then writing the lyrics. And I don't think since I've learn how to play the piano, I don't think I've gone back to that first style of creating since then. I can't really say why, but I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. So that's my process.
There's a common thread between his work. It all directs your emotions and desires back to this idea of love, but not just in the typical way, a longing, desiring need for its presence and existence. So I had to ask, why love?
I'm gonna say love because, like music, I feel like it's a universal language. So everyone responds to love, even animals. Like, if, you know, the way dogs are affectionate, the way cats will like come up and snuggle up to you, or like even a wild animal. So I think love, for me, it's the perfect thing to talk about, just because people have always been doing it, like over the course of history, like going back to the music from the 60s and 70s, even to, like, you know, in the Bible, like David, when he's writing Psalms, a lot of the Psalms focus on with love, like they're happy, or just any point in history, like love has always been a theme in music, literature, anything. And I think that because people have been talking about it for so long and it's still relevant, I just think that it's just like you can't go wrong with it. So I think that's like my way of looking at it when I'm writing.
After diving into music, moving away from his hometown, and dropping several EPs, all in less than 10 years, he's gone through his series of challenges, but also has gained much success. He goes on to share insights about what he has learned about himself in the process.
One thing I have discovered, I definitely can say that I'm probably my biggest critic when it comes to music, just because I want more for myself. And it's not even from I'm comparing myself to other artists type of thing. It's just that I know what I'm capable of. And so I can't not push myself. Another thing that I've learned as an artist, it certainly isn't easy. At times, like, you can give up and just not do music anymore and just say forget it all. But I try to remind myself, like, you know, anything worth having isn't going to come easy. Going back to what you said, you gotta keep evolving. Someone like a friend of mine who, you know, I work with on this journey of music, his name is Al. One of his favorite artists is Ed Sheeran. And I'm not really a fan of this new Ed Sheeran, like the really pop Ed Sheeran, but he does remind me that, you know, it's all part of evolving. Like, he's collaborating with Lil Baby. Like, what is he doing that? But it's literally just all part of his evolution. Like, he's done what he's done in the past so well that he literally has to challenge himself and get out of his comfort zone and do more pop records or hop on a hip-hop song. So you definitely have to just keep evolving.
And in closing, advice for fellow Black creative.
Be careful of scammers. I know that kind of feels like it is like coming out of nowhere, but when you're creating music or whatever you're creating and you share it like online, you know, social media, whatever, there are people who will try to scam you and say, hey, like, I know this and that person. If you do this, like, send me some money or whatever, I can get you in contact with them and it can really be good for your career. But those are the scammers. And I definitely had to learn the hard way once or twice. I know it's like, oh, you got scammed once, but you gotta be hard to be saying it. You would be surprised how creative people are at scamming. Just to save them other creators some money, just be careful of scammers.
This episode was brought to you by We Are Made Radio, produced and edited by We Are Made Studios.